some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Some people are still talking about the things they learned 40 years ago. Yeah, we try to stay on the cutting edge, learn something new every week for sure, sometimes every day, and we try to pass that on to you. We talk about gardening and landscaping. We chat about whatever you want to talk about. If you have something that's a problem, if you have something that's working really well and you have a tip for us, that's great. Whatever you want to discuss. Pest control is a subject that we talk about a lot. There aren't a whole lot of pests that I've been hearing about lately, but if you have some, let me know and we'll try to help you figure out what to do. I'm going to bring up a few myself in my In Howard's Garden information that we'll weave in as we go. The lines are open for you to call whenever you want to. We've got a few things we got to do here, but we'll go to the phones as soon as we can. Telephone number's 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. And yes, this is Dirt Doctor Radio. DirtDoctor.com is our website. And make a note of it when we're not around doing the show on Sunday mornings. You got a couple of things. We do commentaries during the day on a lot of radio stations. You can get the information on all of our radio stuff on the radio part of DirtDoctor.com. And there's a library that's part of the website. Everything there is in alphabetical order, and all the stuff is there: insects, plants, fertilizers, this, that, and the other thing. It's all there. We're adding to it all the time. If you see something that we don't have covered, let us know. We'll get it added as quickly as we can. Telephone number to be on the show is same as always, just one number you need to know: 866-444-3478, which is DIRT. We've got a couple of things going on. As you know, we have a school now. We have a class, an online class, online course, actually. It's the TORC course, Texas Organic Research Center. Our 501c3 brings it to you. It's in association with the Vitality Network. And they're doing some other courses and all, and that whole thing is building. I'll keep you posted on that. But right now, the natural organic certification course was the first one that was produced there, and we're having a lot of fun with it. A lot of people are taking the test. The only complaint I've heard so far, and I totally understand this because I've been doing a golf lesson course myself. And it's a lot longer than our course, and I'm not even halfway through it yet. So that's one thing that's come in, not really a complaint, but just people saying, you know, I'm going to get through it as soon as I have time. Taking the time to sit down and go through it is one of those things that you have to deal with. Ours is not terribly long. It's 15 chapters. And the chapters, each chapter is a course on a subject. We have, you know, soil building, planting. We have two chapters on insects, two chapters on trees. We have a chapter on vegetable and food crops, a chapter on landscaping, one on irrigation. In other words, all the different subjects or what the course is arranged in. And you take the thing one chapter at a time. You go through one chapter, and the chapters will range in length from, I think, a little over 30 minutes to a little over an hour. So you've got 16 hours or something total. I think roughly that's what it is. But the nice thing is you can do it whenever you want to. You can do one chapter now and do a second chapter next year if you want to. Or you can sit down and do them all at one time. And if you have any comments or questions about it, let us know. One thing that I don't mention probably as much as I should is that a little booklet comes with the video. The video is me explaining stuff of photographs, all my photographs. And we've got kind of a unique way of doing it because it's all done in studio and not on site. But the photographs are on site and all over the place, and I can use any of my photography from the past. And it was a great opportunity to use some stuff and go into some detail that I haven't done before. And we can add to it if we need to. We'll probably do some additional courses on specific areas at some point in time. There was a little confusion at first, and I think it came about because of the name. It's the Natural Organic Certification Course, and a lot of people thought it was just for people in the business, professionals, landscape contractors, golf course people, nurserymen, that sort of thing. And it is. It's got enough detail for help for all those people and a lot of folks that have taken it and are taking it are in that category. But also a lot of homeowners are taking it, and we've designed it for that. The homeowner needs to know all this information. We've had quite a few people say, well, I've been organic for quite a while and doing okay, but the course really helped me fill in some of the blanks and answer some questions and help me be even more thorough than I was. So when you take it, if you're already an organic person and you got any suggestions, by all means, let us know. Our SPCA report next. We've got the cutest little dog I've ever seen here that's up for adoption today from the Dallas SPCA, Ray. Ray's a 10-year-old miniature poodle weighing 17 pounds, and he's got white curly hair, and he is a doll. So check him out on our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com, click on the SPCA button. He looks like a terrific catch for somebody. So check that out. Good news is that Misty from past weeks was adopted. Thank you for that. Vader has not found a permanent home yet, and Vader's a good-looking lab retriever mix, real shiny coat, 71 pounds. And you can see all about him and Ray right there on our website. We've changed a little bit. It used to be a little long if you wanted to print it out or whatever, and we put the photographs across at the end there that give you the history a little bit. The history in the current situation with our adoptees. The first picture is Logan, my daughter, and announcer with Tony. She ended up fostering Tony for a while, and he's with family now, a bigger property, and doing great. But he was a good-looking dude. He was very tough. He was a counter cleaner. He was really fascinating because if you left him alone in a room and there was anything on the counter that was edible, it would absolutely be gone. He was terrific at that. The middle shot shows Carmen, who we lost a few months ago. You've heard me talk about it. We adopted her from the SPCA when she was 8 or 9 years old, and she lived with us for several years and was just terrific. She and little Tater, our other little SPCA adoptee, and you can see him in the second two shots, they got along great. They were good friends. And then the third shot is our new girl, Hazel. Hazel's got a little issue. I don't know if I've told you this yet or not, but she's a runner. We actually fostered a beautiful little dog for just a few days, and she was an incredible runner. She could get over fences and everything else, climb fences, and we ended up letting her go back to the people that we that were fostering her, and she ended up finding a home, so it all worked out really well. But we couldn't keep her, and we have some pretty secure fences. And the fences keep Hazel in, our current one, very well. But if she sees a crack in a door and gets a chance, she thinks it is just the most fun thing in the world to take off and see if you can track her down. In fact, she's gotten out once, and some wonderful ladies walking down the road, she came running up to them, and they were able to grab her collar and get her. I don't know if she'll come back or not. I kind of think she will. Judy is not sure about that, but we have to be careful, and we're working on changing that behavior as much as we can. But she and Tater are getting along very well now, and he hated her at first. Boy, teeth bared and growling and everything, but they're good buddies now. You can see all their pictures there on the SPCA part of our website, dirtdoctor.com. Quick break. The telephone number will go to the phones right away, and then I'll work in my other stuff. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth. teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you, and the number's 866-444-3478. Let me see if I can find the right, there it is. Got all my mice scattered around here on the board. A couple people called in real early, so I'm going to go ahead and try to help them, and then we'll get back to the in Howard's Garden type stuff. Gertrude in Georgia. Hello, Gertrude.
Morning.
I'm doing well. What's up there?
Well, I'd called before. We haven't used this remedy yet, but my daughter's pretty desperate, and she's wanting to use something that's not, so harmful for her children. I know she'll have to watch this, but my question is this: on that Arm & Hammer laundry detergent, mm-hmm. is it equal parts with the sugar?
Yeah, 50-50 mixture is what I've used in the past, and it tends to work pretty well to kill roaches. You'll actually, when you put those in caps or little bait stations or whatever around, mm-hmm. after doing that, I have at least noticed, and some people have reported this as well, you'll actually see more roaches for a while. Because they'll eat the stuff, and then they'll get kind of woozy, and they're kind of rambling around. And, of course, they can be killed easily at that point. But don't be surprised if it seems like you're seeing more of them for a while. The other thing you can do, you can mix the Arm & Hammer detergent and the sugar together and put just a little pinch of boric acid in it and make it work even better. Not too much, and it'll repel them, but a little bit in there helps make it even more effective.
Okay, am I back on now?
Yeah, I didn't know you were off.
Oh, yeah. Well, I call right back, and you're
oh,
your,
I'm sorry. I didn't even realize it.
Right back on, so it was a fast thing. So.
Okay, did you hear what I said?
Well, part of it.
Okay, well, once more, and everybody may not know what we're talking about, there's a home remedy for roaches that's half Arm & Hammer detergent and half sugar. And I was saying, if you put it in little bait stations, you can put it in lids, caps, things like that, and put it out of the way so pets and kids can't get in it. It's not toxic at all. But you'll actually see the roaches more for a while because they'll eat it and they get kind of woozy and ramble around. So don't be surprised if you see that. To make it even more powerful, more effective, you can put a little pinch of boric acid in it. Not too much or it will repel them. But that's how that technique works. And there's other kind of related forms of baits using boric acid and things on our website on dirtdoctor.com under guides right there on the home page. All of my formulas and all that stuff right there.
Well, can I ask you just a couple more questions
about
that? Yeah, sure. Okay, now, to be sure now, it is Arm & Hammer laundry detergent.
That's one I've used in the past.
They have scented. They have all kinds.
Yeah, don't use the scented. Use the plain stuff.
Unscented is good.
Yeah, and it has boric acid in it. That's or boron in it. That's part of how it works, I think. But
I think some of it has OxyClean in it. I'm trying to find just the plain.
Yeah, just get the regular plain stuff, and if that. You know, it doesn't work for you. If you can't find the product that you need, try some of those other formulas that we've got on the website.
Okay, I appreciate it. One other quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it granulated sugar or powdered sugar?
I don't think it matters. Just any kind of sugar.
All righty. Thank you so much. We're going to try this thing.
Okay, appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You know, one of the interesting things, and I think I have a picture of it in the Texas Bug Book and maybe in some of my other books, I had made some up in a jar, a mason jar, and I was putting it in little bait stations, and I ended up having some left in the jar, glass mason jar, about a, I don't know, half inch in the bottom of the jar, and I left it somewhere and forgot about it and came back to it a few weeks later, and it had a one-inch layer of dead roaches inside it. It's kind of interesting how it works. Sometimes it works better than other times. I don't know if it has something to do with the weather or what, but it is worth a try at your home and our business, and it's a very good non-toxic way to control roaches. George came on really early to Milton, Delaware. Hi, George.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to say that I really do love your program, and I listen to you every Sunday. And please bear with me. I have some personal difficulties.
Oh, I appreciate you calling, George. Thank you very much.
And I fertilized my pecan tree this spring.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I drove it all into foliage. It I must have done something wrong. I used organic fertilizer and all, and I put the fertilizer around just when the green was starting to show.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get any nuts at all.
No production, just foliage. Have you had good production on this?
No, I did not. And the foliage was beautiful. It was as nice as it. Yeah. I've had that tree a long time.
Well, you got that going for you. Have you had production on this tree in the past?
Yes, but not a great deal.
Okay. Do you know what variety it is? Did you plant it?
No, it was.
It was there.
I planted, I guess, maybe almost 50 years ago.
Okay. Well, you hear the birds flying in the window. Hang with me just a minute, and we'll talk about, got a couple of suggestions for you to kick the production up, and it'll work on flowers or nut trees or anything. We'll talk about it when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and the number's 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We were talking with George about his pecan tree in Delaware. George, you said you used an organic fertilizer. Do you remember what specifically you used, and where did you put it out on the root zone?
I don't remember exactly what it was, but I put 10 pound. I didn't put too much, but it was supposed to be very concentrated, and I put it as you know, 15 to 18 feet away from the trunk,
okay.
All the way around the perimeter of what you might think of as a shaded area.
Yeah, I may have assumed something that wasn't true. Did you use an organic fertilizer, or was it just a regular chemical fertilizer?
No, organic.
Okay, well, there's a couple of things that could have happened when pecan trees are going through the period of time when the flowers are on the tree and the tree's getting pollinated and everything, and the nutlets, right after that, the nutlets are formed. During that period of time, the moisture in the soil is critical. And if you go through a dry period during that time, that could have created the situation that you have. Sometimes fertilizing too much can create the foliage and not as good nut production. That doesn't sound like what you did in this case. The other possibility is that there's some varieties of pecans that have the habit of producing pretty well the first few years they produce nuts, and then it tails off and they don't do that well. That's just a genetic problem with the tree. That's a possibility.
I'm afraid that may be that's what's kind of scary.
If you had plenty of moisture during the flowering and when it tried to set nutlets and everything and the foliage looks pretty, that may be what we're dealing with there. Now, the thing that you can do, and that's just for everybody trying to get any kind of flowering and fruit production on a plant, the mixture called Garrett juice used as a foliar spray on the foliage and the trunk and the ground plane and drenching it into the root system does more good for helping to set that production than anything that we've ever run into. So,
is there some way, because I've lost the ability to read and write, but is there some way that I can get your folks to send me some literature that some of the people that helped me here could help me follow up with that?
Yeah, we've got a printed version of the basic organic program. We used to give it out a lot, and I'm sure we still have some around. Let me put you back on hold and let David. David's taking the calls in there today, running the show. Let me get your address, and I'll be glad to send that to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Sir. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. Talk to you again soon. Let's talk to Robert real quick about the same subject, and then we'll get back to a few other things that I didn't get finished. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm great. How are things in Ardmore, Oklahoma?
Well, we finally got some cooler weather, and things are a lot better than they have been.
Doesn't it feel great? I tell you what, it made a big difference. We didn't get any rain. It rained down the street from us like crazy, and at our house we got almost none. It was a real spotty little storm that we had yesterday.
That's kind of the way it's been here, but we have received some rain here lately. But my question, I set out 10 young pecan trees 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to the Noble Foundation, went to their Pecan Shop 101, because I thought I could get some information about pecan trees there. And it was very informative, and I ended up buying 10 their Kanza pecan trees,
mm-hmm.
the variety.
Right.
To be the latest and greatest they recommended. But they're doing well, and I've been trying to fertilize those organically. I've put I got a friend's got horses. I put stable manure, with mixed in with sawdust that was composted the first year I had them out, and then I make up a manure, tea that I spray them with.
Good.
I've been doing that this year also, and they've done really well. Here lately, though, I'm noticing some yellow leaves, and I don't like the way that looks. I was wondering what your opinion is. You think it's just from the heat, or would it be something
else? Yeah, we've had a lot of yellow leaves and a lot of leaves coming down. In fact, we were cleaning leaves off the top of my house a couple of days ago, bur oaks and red oaks and everything. Really been. That's just a balancing act that the trees are doing when it's extremely hot. They're going to kick off some leaves, right. And that's not a problem at all.
Yeah, it just looked like the chlorophyll was just, coming out of the leaves, and they were just turning yellow.
Yeah, I think that's just stress. One thing about Kanza, you mentioned the variety. It's one that I was recommending for a while, too, because A&M and some of the other universities came up with the recommendation. We're really bragging about it.
Really?
When we went through the research down in Hamilton, Texas, Dr. Joe Bradford did the research down there several years ago, and he studied several different kinds of organic programs, and he had some chemical program treatments in there as well.
Yeah.
The Kanza did not perform very well.
Really?
Yeah, and the one that shocked us a little bit, but the thing that really shocked us was one that folks had kind of gotten away from recommending and using did the best, one called Desirable.
I've heard of that one. I have.
Yeah, it's kind of an old hybrid. It's been around for a long time. So the key is you never know for sure, and that's one reason I always recommend to people that they plant more than one variety, because if the weather goes one way, it might help one variety over another one.
Well, when I bought these, Howard, actually the grower that I bought them from, he didn't have 10 cans. I think I've got 7 Kansas, and I think there's 3 Caddos, I think, is what's in those.
Caddo's another one that was recommended real highly, and it didn't fare that well in the Hamilton tests either. So if you've got some room, that's my recommendation to you. I think you'll get some production. I just don't know how great it'll be. You might try some adding some Desirable and some Cheyenne to your mix.
Okay. One other question, if I got time. What's your feeling about? I had some feather meal that I fertilized those with earlier. And
that's good. Good
that,
stuff.
I mean, that's strictly nitrogen. Is that basically what that is?
Yeah, it's a high. It's a high nitrogen organic source, and it's a good product to use.
Okay, I guess that'll fix me up here. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
All right, let me catch up a little bit here, and then we'll get back to the phone lines. But the number is 866-444-3478. One topic that came up on Bob Webster's show, I do his show every Saturday morning for about 30 minutes, and we just kind of chat about whatever we're getting asked the most about and that sort of thing. And one question that had come up on his show was dethatching, and the caller had St. Augustine grass, and Bob, I had heard him talk about it a little bit before I went on the show, and he really ripped to whoever made that recommendation, because on St. Augustine grass, it's not anything you ever want to do. You really do a lot of damage to the runners of St. Augustine that are right at the surface or even above the surface. Dethatching is something we really don't even deal with hardly at all with the organic program, because when you're using organic fertilizers and rock minerals and the sugars like cornmeal and all the things that we recommend that stimulate biological activity, the key to everything that we talk about, well, that biological activity takes care of the thatch. You never have a thatch buildup. And having a thin layer of thatch in the turf is a beneficial thing. That's the mulch of turf grasses. So thin layer, you never have to dethatch. Verticutting or vertical cutting on Bermuda grass, I don't even recommend unless you've got a golf green or a golf course and you're trying to keep the grain of the grass growing straight up instead of growing out laterally. So save your time and don't ever worry about dethatching. And that goes for people in the north with bluegrass and fescue grass, as well as the people in the south with Bermuda, Zoysia, and St. Augustine grass. And then also, if you've been listening, this is obvious, but for new listeners, it may not be, and that is that the grass catcher on your mower should be gotten rid of. You should never catch the grass clippings. They should be left on the turf. The only time we say there's a little bit of an exception to that is if you're overseeding in the fall, and we're coming up to that time, not too distant future here, of overseeding southern turf with rye grasses and things like that to have winter green. When you really cut it down, cut the turf down hard in preparation to plant that overseeding, that's the one time you would catch the clippings and put them in the compost pile. The rest of the time they stay on the turf and they break down, they feed the soil, they help cut down on your fertilizer bill as well as your water bill, big part of the organic program. Leaves falling, we mentioned briefly there. For the most part, don't worry about it. I've seen a few trees that worried me. I've seen some on some golf courses that have defoliated and nothing was done to try to help them, and they were in areas that were being watered plenty. So when that happens, you know, you need to be proactive, and the thing that you need to do in that situation is the sick tree treatment, which is to aerate the root zone. First of all, get the soil off the flare. That's the most important point, the most important part of the sick tree treatment. Second, aerate the root zone, either mechanical aeration, core aerating, punching holes somehow or another by hand or with machine, or spraying the whole root zone with hydrogen peroxide. You can use the commercial 30% stuff and dilute it way down and use an ounce per gallon of water. But the easy way for most homeowners is to get the hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, which will be 3%, mix it 50-50 with water, spray that on the root zone. You've done then a liquid aeration of the root system. And then the rest of it is just to put out the amendments that we recommend for bed preparation. Simple as that. Compost, rock minerals like lava sand and green sand and all those, and then sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal. All those things stimulate biological activity, which is the key, and whatever is causing the stress in your tree, that program, that process, not a product, that process will start real quickly to reverse the process, the problem that the tree has, reduce the stress, and you can probably bring it out of its doldrums, unless the root system's already been killed off. I mean, if the conditions have been bad enough, too much herbicide or too wet or too dry for too long, and the root system has actually started dying, it's tough to reverse it. But the root system is still alive at all. You can bring a tree back that looks awfully bad with the sick tree treatment. That's something I really talk about a lot in our course. The Natural Organic Certification course is the sick tree treatment, and we discuss it in great detail in more than one chapter there. By the way, information on the course is on our home page right there, a big window that comes up when you go to dirtdoctor.com. Howard Garrett, be back with you right after this. Number is 866-444-3478.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Don't let disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Summit Mosquito Dunks kill the mosquitoes that transmit Zika virus, West Nile virus, and other diseases. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, and wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days. Summit Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito control because they won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito Dunks are available at garden centers and hardware stores.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease.
Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Well, yeah, let's talk to Pam in Richardson, Texas next. Hey, Pam.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
I have two 36-year-old crepe myrtles in my front flower beds.
All right.
They look great. I've been organic for 10 years, but I have mealybugs and a thousand little ants marching up the trunk and all the limbs and perfect little rows going up and down. Is this a problem or?
It's probably just a result of the stress, this heat stress that we've had. It sounds like you've maybe been listening for a while. Do you have the flare of your crepe myrtles really dramatically exposed?
They have been exposed, but I'm exposing them more slowly but surely. I bought a horse brush and they're more exposed now than they were, say, a month ago.
Right. I wouldn't worry about either one too much. You can knock both of them off if you want to do it with just a simple soapy water spray. Those, you know, just Lemon Joy soap at an ounce per gallon would work. You can use the Garrett juice as a base and add that to it. You could use the BioWash product. It would do the same thing and probably even be more beneficial for the health of the tree. But if you're talking about doing some more work on the base, I think that's a good thing. And the combination of those two ought to take care of it. I don't think that indicates a big problem at all.
Great, great. Okay, one more question.
Okay.
The house next door to us on the west side sold a couple of months ago.
Uh-huh.
There used to be three very large 40-year-old trees there, and they cut them all down because they were afraid the roots would hurt the foundation.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
Yeah, I know. And now we are suffering because of it. But the problem is our property line is only about 8 feet on that side of the house.
Uh-huh.
Is there any tree we could plant that either wouldn't, you know, the limbs wouldn't damage the roof or anything?
Well, the real upright trees that I'm a huge fan of, one is Montezuma cypress. Now, it gets wide with age, but for a long time it would be pretty a vertical. Pond cypress, P-O-N-D, is another very vertical tree that I used to recommend all over the place. But I finally learned that when you compare its growth to Montezuma cypress and regular ball cypress, it's actually slower. And then the other one I'd look at that's a very much underused tree and that would be great in that kind of condition is Dawn, D-A-W-N, Dawn Redwood. Dawn Redwood, to most people, looks like a ball cypress. A lot of people would not even be able to tell the difference. The leaf arrangement's different. The leaves, leaflets are opposite instead of alternating like they are with ball cypress. And it tends to come out green and stay green longer into the fall than the ball cypress does. So it's a
it's fast growing.
And is it pretty fast growing?
Yeah, it's pretty fast growing compared to, you know, oaks and some of the maples and things like that. I'd call it a moderately fast growing tree. The fastest of the ones that I mentioned there would be Montezuma cypress, but it's going to get a lot wider quicker. And it has one little flaw in it that I don't like. I love the tree. It's one of my favorite trees. And, you know, the world champion is down in Oaxaca, Mexico, and it's almost 3,000 years old. So they live a long time. It has a 40-foot diameter tree trunk. But the one thing that it has as a fault, of course, it's, you know, not going to get that kind of size in your lifetime, but the one fault that it has is that it's almost evergreen. And that you'd think, well, that's a good thing. Well, if you have a bad ice storm, the ice will collect on it badly, and you can have some limb breakage, and it's fairly susceptible to that kind of thing. Dawn Redwood, be almost as fast growing, wouldn't have that problem at all. That'd probably be the one I'd look at if I were you. It'd be a little harder to find, but I think worth the effort.
Perfect. So just call around nursery?
Yeah, just call around. They'll have them off and on. Different people will have them. It's not an completely uncommon plant. It's just not going to be there as much as, you know, oaks and cedar elms and crepe myrtles and things like that.
Okay, thank you so much, Howard.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Yeah, that Dawn Redwood is really one of my favorites. I had a problem with a apartment complex and a developer one day. I was driving down the road toward downtown Dallas and had seen I always took people around on tree trips. I'll show them really exotic and really unusual trees that are uncommon. And one of them I always showed them was this gigantic Dawn Redwood. It was probably 80 feet tall or something like that. Really nice. It was the biggest one by far. It was the champion, in fact, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I drove by this apartment complex, and there was a tree care company, quote-unquote tree care company, cutting limbs down, and obviously they were about to take it out. And I got a hold of the owner and got it stopped, but they had cut so many of the limbs off, it's been really limping along ever since that. Well, I got a bunch of Ann Howard's garden stuff to cover that I didn't get. We'll go back to the phones as quickly as we can, too, in the second hour. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to talk about dichondrial. We're going to talk about, there's a contest going. I didn't mention it the first hour. I was actually curious to see if anybody would just realize that it's always going on and call. But we have a contest, a plant to identify on dirtdoctor.com, and the person to identify it first wins one of our natural organic certification courses. I'm the Dirt Doctor. A little break here, and then I'll be right back, so don't go away.